Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you, Hop?
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
We're doing good.
Very good, Hop. How are you today?
Good.
Not that cold out yet?
No, we're out in Florida here, so it's lovely.
Yeah, last time we talked, I thought you were under the weather. So I was wondering if you had gotten...
Oh, no, that cold, no. Sort of a permanent condition I have, which is sort of excess. I think it's allergies that are kind of out of control. So I can't really...
I'll
take allergy medicine and everything, but it doesn't really work. So we just want to live with it.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, I think it's getting worse these days, a lot more. You know, I did a bike ride this morning, and my buddy was complaining about needing tissues and his nose going crazy. And he doesn't have any problems. I think it's just pretty bad out right now. Anyway, as I start out most of my calls, what's on your mind this morning?
I don't know, we have a lot on our mind. I think that going through this video of leadership is certainly using the game board. So I can remember at Merrill when I first started, we had to do a vision board. Now I'm wondering, is this the same kind of a thing, or is this the game board different than a vision board?
Yeah, it's really a way of creating a little monitoring friend for the team. Sometimes when teams work together, they're hesitant to hold each other accountable. You don't want to make the other person feel bad or look bad, so we tend to ignore accountability as a tool. Yet with teams, accountability can be a fabulous lever to make yourself more productive than operating as a solo. So you do that in terms of the things that are the most important, like business and that stuff. But when it comes to marketing or activities surrounding acquisition, we tend to ignore those things and hope everybody does their part. And hope isn't a strategy, as we all know. So it's better to determine what your strategy is going to be, determine what are the benchmarks that we're going to use for yearly, monthly, weekly activities to get to those benchmarks. So that's where the game board comes in. And we call it a game board rather than a war board or something, because it's all about making it into a game. Meaning, make it fun. Make it activity, which is anybody can do activity. Not everybody can get the right results, but anybody can have activity. Right?
Let me understand the game board a little bit better then. So literally, it would be getting a whiteboard and marking this up with, like, accountability type things, such as contacting COI this next week or reaching out to 15 or 20 clients with reviews. That kind of thing would then be written on the board and then changed weekly?
That's right. That's exactly right. And you do it for each person on the team, because each person has separate accountability issues. Now, they're all surrounding acquisition or client contact. That's what the game board is for. The scoreboard at the end of the week is about results. And that you report in each member of the team based on your responsibilities reports in. So your director or your vice president of planning would report in on how we did for the week in terms of planning versus our goals. That same person is an individual financial advisor, and they would report in on the game board on how they did in terms of acquisition. So they met with two centers of influence last week. They are beginning the process for developing their mastermind group, and they have three clients for introductions. And that's with their week. And that's all they need to do in the game board. That's all they need to report. I'm only interested in the game board for activity. So as competitive people, we can always win in the world of activity. The scoreboard, well, that's the score. So we don't always win in the scoreboard, but we can always win in the game board.
Understood. Okay, so two separate kinds of ways to control activity, or at least enunciate activity, and then a way to keep track of it.
Right. So the scoreboard at the end of the week would be how'd we do in terms of asset. You know, the leader would review how we did in terms of assets, production, new relationships, and then also everybody else would report in on their particular area of responsibility. So that's the scoreboard. The game board is everybody as individuals going out and making things happen in terms of activity for acquisition. So Monday is all about acquisition. Friday is all about the score. How are we doing? So we don't have a problem, you know, 6 months from now when we're behind in terms of the production revenues or assets or anything, we can adjust.
Okay, that's pretty clear. Anybody else have any questions about the game board?
I do. Hey, Rob.
Sure.
You're saying, like, in the case of, let's say there's three FAs on a team. Each
yep.
FA has a column of what they did for the week.
Right. Yeah. You might have the three FAs on the left-hand side, and then the columns above it would be the various, you know, we have seven different strategies for acquisition. You don't have to list them all, but you could.
Whoever is doing the most activity should start to see the flow, or at least the team will see the flow from the activity that the team...
One would hope so, right? If you're not seeing the results in the scoreboard, then maybe we need to talk about the activity.
Right.
Maybe we need more skill set around the activity. You know.
Okay.
But if you're not tracking either, then you have no idea if you even have a problem.
Right.
Okay, we do that already. We have our meetings every Monday. But we don't and then discuss it on Friday as the results. We kind of talk about it every Monday, you know, since. So this is now kind of actually putting it down black and white and then talking about the results.
Right. Neither one of these meetings has to be very long, by the way. They could literally be 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay, well, that's
pretty
something that would create.
All right. And the leader's job is to not to do the board, not to call the meeting, but just to make sure it happens. Okay, so who's responsible for the calendar?
Kelly.
Okay. So, who's responsible for the game board and the scoreboard?
Kelly.
Right. Calling the meeting, keeping the board, kind of like the administrator in a dentist's office, they make things happen, they run the business.
Huh?
How do you keep track, like, on a daily basis, you know? Like, keep a form and try to fill it out every day?
Well, I think you could. I mean, you have a calendar, right? On your computer, you know what appointments you have. You have a weekly view of your appointments. It's pretty much what you're doing. You can just make a note on there.
I think appointments are, you know, that's easy, you know? But like other activities I was thinking about.
Like you are in a week or a mastermind group or, you know, one of those other things. How do you keep track of
those? They're appointments. They go right on the calendar.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the update LinkedIn. On your example that you've got in the Finder, it says 5. We were discussing that, and that's just 5 instances where you do something on LinkedIn per week. Would that be 5 times you open LinkedIn and look at it, or reach out
to someone? You'd have to take a proactive... You'd have to do something proactive on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And so... You know, I always open up LinkedIn, just check it out, say hello to people, look for somebody that I can congratulate for a promotion, change a job, maybe send them a message, like to get together and talk, or let's have a phone call, or if you're in the area, stop by, or something to reconnect with people. And again, I'm not the best example of somebody trying to generate new business. But if I wanted to, I could. I think I could generate as much business as I wanted to off of LinkedIn. Because I've almost had 3,000 connections. People from all over our industry, they're constantly something reminding me of them, and if I wanted to be really good at this, I could be connecting with them on a regular basis and telling them about, you know. Well, I'll give you an example. I just read a book called The Death of the Dinosaur. And when I was reading it, there were some interesting quotes in there. And if you read it on Kindle, you can take those quotes, lift them off, and send them to somebody. You can post them on LinkedIn.
Yep.
So you can send them an email. You can post them on LinkedIn. And so you're constantly, and so here you're recommending a new book. It's going to make them smarter. You got an interesting quote. So you're a thought leader. And you're connecting. So you're accomplishing really 3 marketing things in one. Very, very little effort.
So... Samsung doesn't find people respond to messages on LinkedIn. Do other advisors say that, or would you recommend just following, reaching out to people on their business numbers?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's up to you. I respond to people on LinkedIn. I call people. I use it. It's a tool. It's you know, instead of using Yellow Pages, we have LinkedIn today. So think of it that way. Think of it as your kind of your modern Yellow Pages of plus your research tool to find out about people. Because I'm always, when I connect, I then go back and look at them and do my research on them before I call them again to see what's happened in their life and, you know, where they are now and whether or not it might be a good fit. But people don't respond immediately. I understand that. I don't expect them to. My expectations on LinkedIn are very low. If I want to get somebody, I'll go find their phone number off of LinkedIn often if they're a public person, or, you know, then I can go find their phone number someplace else, go onto their website or go onto their web page and get their phone number. Just play with it and practice it. You know?
Well, that was LinkedIn. You talked about LinkedIn last week, too, and we're starting to do exactly what you're saying, so we're just curious as to the contact, how the best way to contact. But I guess a little bit of everything works, right?
Yeah, I just had a guy, you know, I was working with him for a while now, and he was obsessing over LinkedIn, thought it was the greatest marketing tool he'd ever seen, and so he was just using LinkedIn. And, you know, we quickly came to the conclusion that, a guy I used to work with named Dick Green used to say, everything works and nothing works. You diversify your marketing risk like you diversify a portfolio. No one would just do LinkedIn. You know, you do LinkedIn plus, you know, reach out with a phone, you do some, you know, new people in the community, you reach out to them, maybe make a warm call to them or stop by and say hello. You know, you use your centers of influence, your commercial realtor, residential realtor to network with and get together with them. You build your mastermind group, get together with them, find out what's going on in the community, who you should know, what's going on. So you're constantly leveraging all of your, you know, your niches. How do you use your niches effectively, and you're using those effectively? So on your activities, make sure those things are coming up on your weekly game board.
So, Rob, I've got to say, this is continuing to be just overwhelming.
But it won't be.
I saw my clients all segmented, trying to get, you know, meetings with people, trying to get them all scheduled and folders out to them, and then talking with centers of influence, trying to create a niche. I mean, holy smokes. I appreciate a game board will now help to organize this game a little bit better.
Right.
This is that light at the end of the tunnel that will help all this to culminate into an actionable, instead of being overwhelmed, it'll actually be handleable.
Right. Just visualize that you are done with Supernova. And it's working very smoothly. No one's calling. You've got your manageable number of relationships. And now you have some time. And now what are we going to do with the time to grow our business in a proactive way to get the clients we want, not just the clients that come to us? Okay? So we're going to be proactive in how we build our business rather than reactive, like we're proactive in our client service. And so you will have time for this. Don't feel like you have to do all of this now. You don't. The idea is to get organized, get your clients up and running, be Supernova, but be educated on this. You can start your scoreboard. You can start your game board. You could even have your meetings, but you don't need to expect much from each other in terms of acquisition right now, because you're still drinking from a fire hose when it comes to getting your clients up and running on Supernova.
Okay,
so don't punish yourself like Rob thinks we should be way ahead of ourselves. I don't. I love the fact that you are watching the videos, caring about this, asking really good questions, and being very conscientious about it. I don't want you to make yourself crazy. Supernova should get you balanced in your life and make you happy. I don't want you to be miserable. But then you won't like it.
I agree. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so then this whole chapter 11 was then about leadership. It was about really the team, being more team, and putting things down in black and white and kind of having more structure to the team.
Right. And your results will be directly proportional to your ability to hold yourself accountable. And it's a really important point. People wonder, you know, I'm doing Supernova great, but acquisition is not so good. And I ask them, do you have your scoreboard up? you know, do you have your game board up? No, no, we're not using that. Okay. Well, you're not using the one tool which will force you to keep your activity going.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
and along with Kelly and, you know, scheduling these things automatically, that's the other tool for accountability. It's why Supernova for clients works. So we want Supernova for prospects and for centers of influence in our marketing efforts. So we want Supernova to be part of your life so you don't have to think and you don't have to make decisions as to, do I want to go get a cup of coffee or do I want to meet with the center of influence? You know, it shouldn't be a decision. It should be scheduled. Because you're always going to choose the easier route. We're human. We're pleasure seekers. We don't like to work. We want to have fun. So we're going to choose the easier way. So we have to build this into our schedule to, you know, somebody called and said to me today, is it okay if we reschedule our, you know, 4 o'clock call? And I'm like, yay, I get to quit early. You know, we're all human. But do I enjoy it when I get on the call? Of course I do. I wouldn't do this if I didn't have fun doing it. You do the same. You'll meet with centers of influence, you'll make friends, they'll become very important people in your life, or they're the wrong center of influence. And then you'll like it. And if they cancel, you're like, yay, I can go play golf. But you know it's the right thing to do to meet with them. And if you do, then it's okay. Have them, take them out and go play golf with them. You know? That's okay too. But you're proactively building your business, not reactively building it.
Okay, so then if we then start integrating this game board into our team and scoreboard, and that's something that on the monthly calls that we do with you is something that we're going to discuss and be held accountable to. That's not something we have to get up and going for next week's call.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'd love you to, but we can work on that for the next 9 months, you know, to get it right, hone it. But like everything, if you do the activities, you then have good questions, then we have good discussions, then I can be of help. And you know what it's like. If your clients don't need you, and they don't have good questions, or they're not interested, it's not as much fun for you, right?
Well, depends on the question.
Yeah, I mean, but if they're interested and they're good clients, they wanna learn, they're interested, and you can be of value, then you feel so much more rewarded in your work. Well, that's the way it is for me. Okay? So if you're
We have one more weekly call with you next week. That's putting it all together.
Right.
And then we go to monthly with perfect timing. Sam's going to be on vacation the week after our last call, but timing is working great. And then we're going to be up and running for our monthly call and more actionable things to do.
Right. And that's when you want to begin. Because we're going to have a month in between. So if you're being conscientious with your scoreboard and game board, you're going to have a lot of interesting conversations for me. You're going to have a lot of activity.
Okay?
So those calls then become, you know, we have this situation. We have this case study. We've got this prospect. We've got this client. What do you think? Then it becomes more consulting than it is teaching, which, of course, I enjoy more.
All right. I think we're good. Do you have any other questions for us? Well, we're just going to keep plugging along. We're going to just make sure we continue to keep our schedule going and our days nicely booked to create that perfect day. what we think should be your perfect day, and then they get a game board going.
You're doing a terrific job. Congratulations. It's a very impressive team. I can't wait to see more, you know, see your results. You're going to do fabulously with this.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you, guys. All right, have a really good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.